from the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
I'm glad you're with us. If you missed hour one, did Trump win on the Mexico issue? We'll talk about that on the podcast. Chrissy Clark joining us in the ladies' lounge tonight for the first time. It's going to be such a good hour. Thank you for being here. Thank you for coming on back on this Saturday night. If you've been listening to me all week and you're not tired of me yet, man, I just can't believe what the glutton for punishment you are. But thank you for being here. And thank you for great radio stations coast to coast, from New Jersey to San Diego, from Washington, Vancouver, Washington, all the way to Tampa Bay and just about everywhere in between. We're grateful to have you with us. And the Biz TV people, grateful for their partnership as well, getting us in 66 million households coast to coast. If you've listened for any length of time, you know that in hour two, I started something, I think it's been now at least 3 years ago on this show. But prior to that, it was part of my late night show in New York, where I would open up a segment of the show expressly for the purpose of something we called the Ladies' Lounge. And the Ladies' Lounge concept is very simple. There are a lot of emerging voices in media that happen to be female that have a lot to say. And talk radio tends to be a male-dominant medium. A lot of the news talk media, including cable channels, etc., also tend to be male-dominant. And if they allow female voices to be part of it, you know what they tend to be? They tend to be monolithically one side of the discussion. And there are a handful of examples where that's not the case, but it's very much the case a vast majority of the time. So I started saying, hey, there's a lot of these really smart, articulate women that have things to say. Why not create a vehicle by which we get to hear from them, get to know who they are, and champion their efforts at trying to have a part of the dialogue and the debate? And that's where the concept for the Ladies' Lounge has come about. I don't always have people that agree with me, but they are always good at what they do, and that's the kind of factor that runs through what we do with the Ladies' Lounge. So I was very pleased to read my next guest's work this week. Chrissy Clark is now a staff writer for The Federalist, and she has written on a number of issues that have been really big stories in recent days for The Federalist. And I said, hey, Chrissy, you want to come on? And she said, sure. So from formerly of Chicago, but now to the D.C. area, Chrissy Clark, welcome to Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live. Good to have you.
Thank you so much for having me, Kevin.
So there were some people on staff that had not met you or read your stuff yet, and they said, you know, she seems pretty young. And I said, well, you know, I don't exactly know her age, but I know that you graduated college not long ago, and I don't know how many jobs you've had before The Federalist. So where did Chrissy Clark come from?
Yeah, so I'm actually a very recent graduate. I graduated this past May from Michigan State University. Before that, I did a bunch of internships. I was an intern at the Heritage Foundation.
Nice.
I interned for Turning Points USA inaugural internship program. And then I also took a job with Turning Point after my internship. I actually ended up doing a lot of work for them and worked full-time through my senior year. So
nice.
Definitely lots of different things, but always in the conservative realm of things, which I'm happy to be a part of.
Yeah. Well, and The Federalist, for people that don't read it, and it's one of my favorite publications, and I actually write for a competitor, townhall.com, so I have to be, you know, I always kind of have to walk a fine line. But I love the contributorship and kind of the camaraderie of the writers at The Federalist. What has it been like being kind of the new kid on the block there?
Well, at first I was very intimidated because a lot of my coworkers are, you know, they're on Fox News and they're doing all these really awesome things that I hope to do in the future. But I feel like there's a sense of, you know, where's the boundary? Where can I ask for questions or where can I, you know, draw the line on certain things? And everyone has been so welcoming. I feel like I hear about Molly Hemingway and she's like an idol to me. And then she was like, oh, can I have your cell phone number? And I was like, oh, no problem. it's just been really, really, I don't even know. I just still can't believe that this is real life right now.
Yeah. No, Mali is an incredible. And, you know, when it came to the Russia collusion investigation season, the whole thing through, there were only three people I recommended that my listeners read and read them as much as they could on that stuff. Byron York of The Examiner, Kim Strassel of The Wall Street Journal, and Molly Hemingway of The Federalist. But those three did the lion's share of the heavy lifting that every other conservative outlet needed to be able to, you know, have the facts in a timely fashion to be able to dispute what was being generated by CNN and MSNBC. And it really was a service to the country. So the next time you see Molly, tell her that Kevin again says thank you for all the good stuff that she did.
I definitely will.
Talk to us about what the current college campus is like. You're just coming off of a fairly large state school campus, Michigan State, famous in my lifetime for the career of one Irvin Magic Johnson, who I was a huge, total geek fan of when I was a kid playing basketball. But having worked for Turning Point, I'm really interested in your experience in interacting with that organization while going to school on the campus of a major state school.
Absolutely. So there's a lot of challenges that come for a lot of conservative students. And I can't say that I ever had one experience where, you know, I was really challenged or, you know, somebody was trying to threaten me or something along those lines. I really didn't have an experience like that. And I'm thankful for that because I did a lot of work trying is a key word, to, you know, really get not only Turning Point, but the Young Americans for Freedom, Young Americans for Liberty, our James Madison College Conservatives, the Students for Life. It was more about finding a ground where all conservative voices could build each other up rather than being a part of one of the six different clubs and trying to silence the voices of liberals, because that's what they've been doing to us for so long. So instead, we thought it would be a great idea to just lift each other up, which is kind of what, you know, you said you did the show in the first place for, was to lift up people that feel like they're, you know, can't speak their minds. So that's what we decided to do at Michigan State. So I would say my college experience is a little different, but for all the campuses I worked at throughout the whole country, I definitely saw some people that were getting attacked for just having their ideas. And I think you saw that, I believe it's at UC Berkeley, that kid that just got punched right in the face.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, for having a thought, it's borderline insane, and it's become a breeding ground for some of these far left agendas, for sure.
Well, when you see, and this happens in every person's Facebook feed, but there's these videos that pop up where you just see a MAGA hat that just gets ripped off somebody, and the next thing you know, they're throwing the person to the ground, and, you know, the whole gang's kicking them and beating them and stuff. And the country that we now live in, and I'm considerably older than you, so I kind of feel like I've seen a little bit more of life, but this is new. This is a different stage. This is more serious and much more punitive and mean and brutal than the political disagreement that we've had when I was in college or, you know, in high school coming up. And I'm just wondering, you know, I know that Turning Point, and Charlie's been on my show, and Candace is just amazing, but there's so much work to be done to help the generation that you're a part of to really understand the legacy and the privilege that they've been given to live in a country that is as free as the one we're in.
Yeah, it goes right over most college kids' heads, because my mom always says, you should not be voting until you can pay taxes. I was like, Mom, you can't tell people that. That's not cool. But regardless, I kind of get the point of it, is you just don't understand how lucky you are and how difficult the real world is when you're kind of coddled at this college level. It's like when you fall on your butt, it's the best time to learn and grow up and really see the values that conservatives hold and that they really do play a role in your everyday life, and that being coddled in your safe space isn't going to help anybody, especially yourself in the real world.
Right. Well, I'm always reminded of that old saying, everybody's a liberal until they get their first paycheck, and then they become a moderate, and they're a moderate until they have their first kid. And once they've had all of their children, they almost all become conservative. And the reason why is very simple. Government and its reach to try to take from you everything that you're doing constantly seems to never be ending. thing. So I don't blame young people for being kind of stupid on the issues because they just don't have any reason not to be. But as they get that experience over time, if they don't begin to adjust their thinking then we've got real problems because it's not going to come back at that point. Hey, Chris.
I think the thing. Oh, yeah, what's up?
Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. Oh, I was just saying that, you know, my mom always says that if you're 20 years old and you're not a Republican, then you don't have a heart. And if you're 40 years old and you're not a Republican, then you don't have a brain. So...
That's well said. All right. Kids. Chrissy Clark, staff writer for The Federalist. You can follow her on Twitter. Her follow is at Chrissy Clark _. We'll tell you more about that when we continue. But she's also been watching a lot of the 2020 action thus far. You know, I've made some predictions. We'll check in with Chrissy, see what her reporting, how it measures up with what I've been saying about that election that's coming up. And we'll do that next. Here, it's Kevin McCullough live from New York. It's Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC. 800-506-2641.
Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
This is our town. It's a close-knit community, the kind of place where everyone knows everyone.
Text your mom and tell her where to pick you up.
Love you guys.
This Easter.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater 15 minutes.
No one can survive that long.
We got him!
The odds were against her son.
We've done everything possible.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please, God, send her Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
Now.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
You don't know my son. He is a fighter. So I need you to be the best, and you just let God do the rest.
Discover the incredible true story.
I'm your pastor. I'm supposed to walk alongside you for as long as it takes.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
Whatever you have for me or my son, I surrender.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing only in theaters. For tickets and showtimes, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that if you do not currently have health insurance between now and December 15th, you've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful? That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need, and how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy, because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today, GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. getbenefits.info or call them at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
There we go. If you're on Biz TV tonight, that's the shot that I love to see. Lower Manhattan, the Freedom Tower, pointing to heaven and totally lit up and beautiful. It's the greatest city on planet Earth. Though my current guest might disagree, she comes from the Chicago area, which is where I went to school, and it's a pretty beautiful city in and of itself. And now she's a part of the nation's capital. So, Chrissy, you'll have to compare New York and D.C. and Chicago and come up with your own conclusion. But one of the fun things we do in the Ladies Lounge is we do things that are not related to the day job. So, for instance, for Chrissy Clark, staff writer at The Federalist, who is your most influential inspiration in the world of journalism that you would like to most pattern your future after?
That's a tough question.
I'm good at those.
I think I grew up loving Megyn Kelly. She was like my... I don't even know, idol. And I would always say, oh, I want to be the next Megyn Kelly. That was my dream job. And I don't think that that is a dream job, being somebody else. But, you know, I worked really hard to try and do that. Now, I think somebody I look up to a lot, and she's on your show, is Kelsey Bolar.
Yeah.
She was Kelsey Harkness when I started.
Right.
She has been my mentor during the Heritage program, and now she's been somebody I look up to and really want to follow in her footsteps as I continue on, because it's just really rare to find, I would say, conservatives that speak a really good message, but then also say it in a very classy way.
Yeah.
It's really easy to get caught up in the frustration of what's happening to conservatives right now. And I totally, totally get it. I want to speak to a young audience. I don't want to sound like, I don't know, I'm trying too hard. I just want to be relaxed too. And I think she does it in such a classy way that that's who I want to be like. And that's, you know, the message I want to put out.
It's interesting that you mentioned Kelsey, because today is her birthday, and is in her birthday twin was Bree Payton, who we lost in December. And tragically, this would have been her birthday today too. And I was thinking about all those things when we had scheduled you, and I thought, this is so ironic that we're kind of having, because I think in Bree's death, that opened some staff positions that had not been filled. And I don't know if you were hired as a result of that, but it's kind of interesting that you're now on board after Bree's time. And they were so close. Kelsey and I have spent a lot of time talking about that. Something even less on market on Mark. Best hot sauce for scrambled eggs, Cholula or Tabasco?
Ooh, can I say none? And I just like spinach in my scrambled eggs, and nobody is a fan of it but me.
Okay, you can't come back and be on this show anymore, ever.
Oh,
in
dang
fact,
it.
Knock her off now. Get her, just get, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Spinach? Well, okay, if it's an omelet, I guess, or a frittata, but no spice.
No, I put it in my scrambled eggs. It's weird, but I love it.
You're not a spice girl.
No.
You don't
no,
like
I'm
the
not.
Tabasco.
I think that band broke up a while ago, Kevin.
All right. This is going to be fun. So, favorite ethnic food?
Ooh, falafel? Yeah. Oh,
falafel.
Definitely falafel.
Huh. So, you're a chickpea, spinach in the egg making Midwesterner.
Which is weird, because I really have to go on diets like all the time, because I eat terribly. My diet really consists of pasta.
If you're eating spinach and falafel, how are you? I'm not following that at all.
Yeah, that, you know, those are like
those are very healthy foods.
Yeah, I know, but that's because, you know, I toss them in after I've had so many pizzas and bowls of pasta.
Okay, gotcha. Well, okay, moving on. Favorite sport or sports following?
Ooh, hockey for sure. Big hockey fan. I'm excited. I'm rooting for the Blues tomorrow. And, I mean, dance. I was a big dancer before. I don't know. That's an argument in and of itself, whether dance is a sport or not. But I love to follow that. I danced before I decided to go into politics. And so,
well, since my 4-year-old did her first recital 3 weeks ago, I definitely believe that it is in the sport category. And I think that you can do quite well with it. And you're not going to find me bad-mouthing at all. Because if I did, my 4-year-old would kill me. She would wring my neck. She already knows like how to run the roost, so to speak. Let's
you know, and it teaches good skills. So,
well, coordination, and poise. You know, all the stuff you were talking about with Kelsey, I really am struck by the degree that, and I talk to so many people, and it has become very kind of the mode of the day to speak your mind first and to worry about any kind of collateral damage after. And I so appreciate the way Kelsey frames her arguments, because there's this kind of intentionality of trying to be as dignified as possible while making the strongest argument as possible. And I just think, and when you said that about Megan, now, when Megan was on daytime, I did her show 50, 60 times the last couple of years that she was on, and I never heard her speak across word to anybody about anything ever. And I've been in the presence of other particularly female hosts in the Fox News universe that do not have that reputation. So even on the degree that she lost her job at NBC, I think they were just looking for a way to get rid of her. I don't think she actually did anything worth being fired for. They were just looking for a way to end the contract. So that's very cool stuff. Your day job for the Federalist, you have filed so far stories primarily related to 2020. What do you like about this election cycle and what you're seeing so far?
Well, I like the idea that the entire Democratic field right now is really, their message is get rid of Trump. And it's almost like at whatever cost as well. And it's a little frustrating because, I'm looking at Joe Biden in specific, who obviously is a front runner, but before he even announced he was the front runner, we all kind of knew. And I would say I'm definitely conservative, but I have a lot of close conservative friends on my college campus that, you know, they grow up in moderate towns. Their parents are, they're split. One, your mom's a Republican, your dad's a Democrat. And so you had that free will to kind of go and drive your own path.
Right.
And so there's a lot of people out there, I would say, especially in the Midwest, that just don't really know if they want to vote for Trump again. And Biden was that character that could have been the swing and could have really taken things in a different direction for the 2020 field. But I think in recent weeks, especially this week with the flip-flops and the Hyde Amendment, I think he's really lost that moderate conservative that would have gone over and would have made this a more interesting election.
Well, I think that you're exactly right. And I think that it's not just the Hyde Amendment, but the Hyde Amendment on top of the plagiarism, on top of the fondling issue, on top of the inability to draw a crowd. I mean, the guy, it's interesting to watch how their campaign is operating, because they're afraid to let him be in front of people. And that's not a good position if you want to be the nominee for your party. And you've got 23 other guys that are very aggressive in wanting to take that spot.
Absolutely. I mean, he just literally is a male version of Hillary, which is not going to go over very well, as we saw in 2016. I think that their only other chance at a different front runner is going to be if Pete Buttigieg was to do something a little bit different. I've been saying that for a while, but I think he made a comment about a month ago. I'll have to check that. So don't quote me on exactly a month ago. But at some point he said that, you know, if you don't believe that gay people should have rights in this country because of your religion, then you are practicing your religion wrong. And I think that really was unfortunate, because not that I liked Pete Buttigieg, but I saw a lot of potential in this campaign. I saw him as somebody that could take over Biden if Biden was to do exactly what he's doing now. But I think that he lost, again, that moderate conservative voter when he said that, because you just can't tell people how to practice their religion, regardless of if I agree with him or not.
Yeah.
So that's really where I'm kind of seeing the 2020 field now, is those people that could have taken over Biden have really stepped on their own toes, and they're just kind of done now.
When we continue, you've written about Steven Crowder's woes in recent days, and I'd like to get into that story a little bit. It's Kevin McCullough. It's the Ladies Lounge. It's Chrissy Clark. It's Radio Night Live. Don't go anywhere.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Every time you turn around, there's a new ad on the TV set. Bad drug. Call this lawyer. Are you on this, that, or the other? And it's all the stuff they're promoting the year before. I've got stomach issues, regular arthritis people have my age, and I wanted to get better, you know. Anything I can do that's healthy, that's natural, it makes sense. tell Dr. Howard I really, really appreciate he made this stuff, because I'll tell you, it really makes a big difference. Everything seems to be better.
From now until May 10th, receive a 15% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And just in time for Mother's Day, receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This offer will end on May 10th, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and it's caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb-free. And it's free to you.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Every time you turn around, there's a new ad on the TV set, bad drug, call this lawyer, are you on this, that, or the other? And it's all the stuff they're promoting the year before. I've got stomach issues, regular arthritis, people have my age, and I wanted to get better, you know. Anything I can do that's healthy, that's natural, it makes sense. Tell Dr. Howard I really, really appreciate it. He made this stuff, because I'll tell you, it really makes a big difference. Everything seems to be better.
From now until May 10th, receive a 15% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And just in time for Mother's Day, receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This offer will end on May 10th, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb-free. And it's free to you.
Of all the boys... Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known.
The Hot Sardines are show band here at Kevin McCullough Radio. And thank you for being with us on Radio Night Live on Saturday nights. If you miss any of it, because we go 9 to 11, then turns right around on Biz TV and goes again nationwide. 66 million television household homes and 300 radio stations. A bunch of those air it at the top of the hour as well. So if you miss some, then stick around. If you miss any of it, go get the podcast. It's so easy to do. iTunes or SoundCloud or Google Play. We're everywhere, and more and more and more and more of you are doing that. Thank you for doing that. Our guest in the Ladies Lounge tonight is Chrissy Clark. She is one of the newest staff writers for The Federalist, and you already know of my great appreciation for that outlet. And we get back to one of her recent columns in just a second. But Chrissy, as you know, the Lady Lounge is where we get to know some of these women in media, and ones that I feel like should have their voices amplified. So I've got a couple more tough questions for you. Dog or cat?
Oh, Oh, dog, I'm actually sitting here petting my 3-month-old puppy right now.
What breed?
He's a golden retriever.
Oh,
if you
man.
If you want,
you're a
follow
softie.
Him on his Instagram, and it's really cute, at Lil Harp Show. He's adorable.
Lil Harp Show?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to look that
very
up.
Very cute.
Marvel or DC?
Marvel.
Why?
Gosh. Spider-Man, probably. That's why. I love Spider-Man.
Peter. Who doesn't love Peter Parker? Yeah, okay. That's fair enough. That's fair enough. Actually, Marvel in my house, my 7-year-old, 9-year-old boys just forget about it. There's nothing even close to them right now, especially with Endgame, because that was just too big of a franchise. Okay, Star Trek or Star Wars?
Oh, Star Wars for sure. I just did a dance in my my sorority, and I was Darth Vader. So believe it or not.
did you? How good was the voice?
Oh, terrible! You know, my nice girly voice did not go well. But hey, we came in first place, so can't complain.
Well, I've never seen a dancing Darth Vader. I'm pretty sure that would make some good Instagram too. But we'll have to leave that for another time. Hey, speaking of social media, Steven Crowder's a conservative comedian. He's made a good life doing YouTube and social media. In fact, he's had a huge following. What happened between he and the major YouTube platform?
Well, he got demonetized, which is super unfortunate, because I just think that, you know, I think a lot of your viewers have probably heard about this story. Steven Crowder gets demonetized, gets his money taken away from ads on YouTube because somebody tattletaled on him. And at the age of 22 and probably being one of the youngest in the field, I just look at it and I'm like, okay, I don't go and cry to my mom every single time I have an issue with somebody that somebody said, sorry, words, you know. And it's just ridiculous that somebody had to get on and take away his opportunity to make money because they don't agree with him.
Yeah, to be specific for people that may not know the finer points, YouTube allows you to earn money off of the views that your channel can produce if you have a big viewership on YouTube. You can make a pretty nice living just letting them populate those ads for you. What was the specific thing that someone reported him for?
I believe the one thing that he got really flagged for was a link to a shirt that said, socialism is for figs. And the I is interpretive to something else, which I will not say.
Gotcha.
And the man in the shirt is has his wrist flipped. And Carlos Maza, a Vox reporter, had said something along the lines about how this was online harassment, and Steven Crowder, who, he makes fun of a ton of people. He's Canadian. I'm Canadian also, so I get it. We just have a rude humor. It's okay. but what he was doing was playing a joke. He was being a comedian. If Donald Trump got upset every single time that, I don't know.
Alec Baldwin did an impersonation on Saturday Night Live.
Oh my gosh, exactly. Like, you just don't have enough time for that. As a journalist, you have to have really thick skin. I mean, the things people say about me, and I'm sorry, I'm not that important. So if you have that much of a following, you have to get a tougher skin if you're going to talk about such, I don't know, explicit issues.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting. So what is YouTube's position since the issue came up? Have they stuck to their guns?
Yes, they have. They demonetized not only Crowder's channel, but they also went after somebody. His name is Ford Fisher, and he runs the News to Share YouTube page. And it's been really unfortunate because he highlights activism and extremism in his videos, and he's been completely demonetized. And that is how he makes his salary. That is how he makes his living. And to strip that of somebody just because their videos offend you or highlight something that offends you.
Right.
I just feel like that's a line that you're crossing, and it's almost, and I said this in my article, it's taking it one step further to like stripping somebody of their ability to make money and live the American
dream. Gotcha. Hey, Chrissy, it's been fun to have you with us. Thanks for being here, and come on back soon. Kevin McCullough, stay with us.
Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
This is our town. It's a close-knit community, the kind of place where everyone knows everyone.
Text your mom and tell her where to pick you up.
Love you guys.
This Easter.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater 15 minutes.
No one can survive that long.
We got him!
The odds were against her son.
We've done everything possible. He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please, God, send her Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
Now.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
You don't know my son. He is a fighter. So I need you to be the best, and you just let God do the rest.
Discover the incredible true story.
I'm your pastor. I'm supposed to walk alongside you for as long as it takes.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
Whatever you have for me or my son, I surrender.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing only in theaters. For tickets and showtimes, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that if you do not currently have health insurance between now and December 15th, you've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful? That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at getbenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. Getbenefits.info. That's getbenefits.info. Getbenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443. Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the Bed Topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America, one life at a time.
I think I told you I did physical labor basically my whole life, and I know that had to take a toll. I don't know, maybe there's a little arthritis in there or weakening of the knees. I tell you, the pills, I don't want to say I'm pain-free, but it's not uncomfortable at all anymore. I really notice a difference. I do. And the pills are, you know, they're a piece of cake to take. I just throw six of them in my mouth, take a half a glass of water, whatever, and down they go.
From now until May 10th, receive a 15% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And just in time for Mother's Day, receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This offer will end on May 10th, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And if you wanted to weigh in on what we started the show with, which was the who's winning between Trump and Mexico as it relates to the tariff standoff that evidently got resolved and evidently is going to benefit our immigration goals, which is to stop having hundreds of thousands of people cross our southern border without documentation, invitation, visa, asylum claim, like all the stuff that they're trying to do, we're needing them to stop. We finally got someone that got Mexico involved in the process, which I've always thought would have been a novel idea. You know, they have to go through Mexico to get there. Why not stop those caravans? And one other thing that I failed to mention earlier, they're also stopping, Mexico's agreed to freeze the funding for the caravans as it passes through the Mexican economic system. So European and American liberals are the ones that are primarily funding these big groups to be able to get on the trucks and the trains and everything and drive them north and do all that stuff. They're freezing all those funds. So they're helping us immensely in so many different ways. And I just don't see how Nancy Pelosi can, like what she says in tonight's headline news on Fox News, that, you know, he's temper tantrums and threats, not good for the American people. How's it not good for the American people? This is what we've been wanting him to, this is why he was voted into office, is to help get this under control. 888-340-3373 if you've got a thought on that. Now, and we'll take your calls, 888-340-3373. Now, I want to remind you in this hour, as I did in the first hour, of where we are with our project in helping to liberate human slaves from Sudan. In Sudan, northern Sudan, that we got word early this spring that there were 82 human slaves that had the potential to be released if we could line up everything for them. And it's kind of a complicated process. It's kind of an underground railroad, if you've read about that during our Reconstruction period of history in America, where you had people that would seek out the slaves, make a negotiation with the slave owner, etc. But these were all women and children that were taken during the Sudanese Civil War, and that was before the two Sudans coexisted. Now they do. The South is a Christian nation. The North is still mostly Muslim dominant, but nobody liberated the slaves when the war was over. And so as a result, those tens of thousands have not been fully liberated and reunited with their families. So CSI, our partner, Christian Solidarity International, has slave runners. They know where the slave masters live. They know who among them are slaves. And they negotiate for the cost of a vaccine for their cattle. They can negotiate the freedom for the slave. And that vaccine costs about $50. Now, think about that. The cost of $50 separating a human being from having their liberty. Because the slave master would rather make sure that his cattle were healthy during the coming season than to have that slave still there. Now, in addition to that, the CSI, the folks at CSI, put together what's called a bag of hope that goes with the liberated slave to start their new life. And it has everything that they could possibly need to start their life over in South Sudan, hopefully relocated with their family. It has a she-goat, has tenting and tarping. It has grain for them to use to eat. It has seed to plant for future seasons of grain. It has fishing supplies. It has other things in the bag that actually are useful for them starting their lives completely over. And the one thing they say when they come and they realize that they are truly free and they're back home in South Sudan, they just say to CSI personnel, please don't forget about the ones that are still there. And so that's why these 82 came to our attention this spring. Here's the good news. 55 of the 82 have been spoken for. That means that of the dozens of you that have given, most of you have given to liberate one full slave. $250 does that, $50 going towards the vaccine and the other $200 putting together the bag of hope. But that gives them everything that they need to start their life over. But 55 have been spoken for. And that means there are 27 to yet liberate, so that when we have the Redemption Day here in the next few weeks, because we wanted to do this by early to midsummer, there's 27 more that we don't want to leave behind. If you would be willing to join us in this journey, it costs $250. You could do $50 a month for 5 months. You could do 2 month gift of $125 for 2 months. You could do a one-time gift of $250. Whatever amount adding up to $250 will liberate one of those 27 remaining slaves. And tonight we have a match challenge. We had a match challenge a couple of weeks ago. We met that, and now we have the opportunity. And this person will give as much as up to matching all 27 that we can get in here for this liberation, which means 27 more people would be liberated before year's end, no doubt. So if you give tonight, that's going to be matched. Here's the phone number, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. You've heard us talking about it. You've heard us tell some of the stories. The conditions under which these women were taken into slavery are just heartbreaking. Many of them raped many times in the course of their existence as slaves. Many of them robbed of their Christian identity, forced to take on Islamic names, forced to serve as sexual slaves to Islamic masters, forced to, in many instances, self-circumcise. I try not to be too graphic here, but that's as uncomfortable and as unhealthy as it sounds, and usually done with the lid of a tin can, not always sanitary, and the infections and other things that sometimes follow, zero medicine given for. So you can just imagine the torture, the trauma, the existence that these women have gone through, and now to have their life potentially given back to them in absolute freedom is just an amazing thing. So if you would be so kind as to be one of the 27 people that we need to just speak for one slave, $250 does it. Thank you to those of you that have stepped up already and helped 55 of these people find freedom this year. But we're not done. We're not done until all 82 are spoken for. And even then, we're not really done. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And every life we liberate tonight will be matched again by a new matching partner that's stepped up and said, hey, I want to challenge people to do well also. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. All right. One final segment on the way in just a little bit. Another comedian says he's calling it quits. And when you hear who it is and what they're quitting, I wonder if you'll be a little cynical about whether or not they're actually going to quit it or not. I know I was when I heard. We'll tell you about it next. It's Kevin McCullough. Don't go away.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb-free, and it's free to you.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that if you do not currently have health insurance between now and December 15th, you've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful? That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Shopping for an engagement ring can be very stressful. You want a unique ring at a great price. The big jewelry stores try to sell you what they have in stock. Others try to upsell you till it's way over your budget. Disappointment inevitably sets in, and you end up settling for a ring that you're not totally satisfied with. Friends, that's why I urge every one of you, my friends, my listeners, even my family, to visit Lord's Diamonds and see my very good friend Anu. You see, Anu is different. She takes great pride in working with her client's budget, finding the right diamond, and creating a unique engagement ring that the bride cherishes forever. There is no comparison. Honesty, integrity, good Christian values. This is what Anu and Lord's Diamonds are all about. It's the height of wedding and engagement season. Don't settle. Buy a ring everyone will admire. And if you mention Kevin McCullough, you're going to get an additional $500 off the price of wedding bands. To set up an appointment, call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500 or online at Lord's Diamonds. All right, Kevin McCullough, and man, that shot of Lower Manhattan, so cool. And if you're not watching us on Biz TV, you want to watch and see the cool shot of Lower Manhattan, you can do that on our social stream. You can follow it on Facebook or on Twitter. I've got the links up there. It's on Ustream, but in the days to come, we'll be back on Facebook Live and Periscope, so you can join us live. Now, that graphic right there, I want to go back to Mr. Nick. We want to say thank you to the good folks at KQTY radio in Amarillo, Texas. Actually, Bulger is the actual town that they're in. They've joined us tonight for the first time, and it is a joy to have them. We look forward to being with them every week now. So if you're in Amarillo and you've enjoyed the show tonight, please reach out to KQTY 1490 AM and tell them thanks, because it makes a difference. Now, a comedian... So, sort of. An actor, much more well known for that, this week said something kind of funny. A man who has basically had a revitalized career impersonating the President of the United States, because he had nothing to do after his last show went off the air, Alec Baldwin, said this week he is so done with playing the president. He was asked in an interview, and he said, I'm so done with that, telling the USA Today yesterday in an interview to promote a hybrid feature documentary called Framing John DeLorean, in which he plays the notorious car designer. He was asked whether he'll return to SNL. He said, I can't imagine I'd do that again. I just can't. They should find somebody who wants to do it. They're all my dear friends. I love going there. But the other thing is that I'm going to work this fall in a way I haven't done in a while. My wife and I had a son a year ago, blah, blah, blah. He just doesn't want to do it anymore. And it's too bad, because he got an Emmy for it, and he has actually done a lot of good for the country, because it's been impossible to really hate Trump when Trump has been as funny as Alec Baldwin has made him. So it's kind of backfired for him in terms of the political stuff, and I think that's why he doesn't want to help Trump anymore. Trump's one of those guys where he understands basically any publicity is probably good publicity, and he knows how to at least take advantage of it and spin it. So Alec Baldwin, this week of the 75th observance of D-Day and talkers and all the rest of it, he's saying he's out, no more Trump. Now, I'm going to put this date in my little notebook right here. Put it right here. Alec Baldwin said, and the date, which is the 8th of June. And then in September, when he's on the season premiere of SNL, I'm going to pull this note back out, because I have a feeling that's going to happen. I have a feeling NBC's not going to let that just die quite so easy. They've revitalized the ratings. The show had nothing. And then Trump got elected, and Alec came on board, and man, it's done well. But I understand where he's coming from. He doesn't like the big guy. Oh, he liked him before he ran for president. Sure liked him for that. Asked him for money for all kinds of things, for different causes and stuff. But, you know, since he's been elected, he's got to toe the liberal Hollywood line, which I don't have to do, and I'm really glad. Hey, thanks for being here. Thanks for hanging out with us, and we'll see you again next time on Radio Night Live from New York. With you.